Blog Talk Radio.
Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it will it? Will it won't it? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it do? Won't it will it? Will it won't it? Won't it do?
We should always include them, amen, when it comes to the things of God, in the church of God. We as a people, praise God, will lead them and teach them and show them the way as God instructs us. Oh, bless his holy name. It's all good. Yes, it is. It's all good. God has their back. Oh, yes, he does. Even in the schools, he has their back. In the colleges, he has their back. Kindergarten, he has their back. On the playground, God has their back. Praise God. And we thank God for loaning them to us. Praise God. That we may show them a more excellent way. and praising God. Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you. He knows your deepest fears, but if I had your eyes, I could wipe away every tear, just knowing you were there. Give me your eyes for just one second. Give me your eyes so I can see everything. To pass the temple.
Good evening, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Give me your eyes so broken-hearted, the ones that apply beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones who got them. Give me your eyes so I can see.
God tonight, but I know that God got some youth that's ready to get ready to turn it out. And I just bless God for each and every one of you, then support them, because at the end of the day, my God, I thank God that they are willing to come to prayer or willing to do something for the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, is nothing more that they haven't than good reporters. And I know that the Spirit of the Lord is ready to come in and have His way in your life. And I'm telling you right now that God is able. He can do exceeding abundantly of all things. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jack, because I think you are on right now. Amen. And just let everyone know that, you know, if you win, amen, your mind is on and you do hear your noise in the background. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, Mother Jackson. I know
God bless you.
God before you went out. God bless you. I know you're ready to go ahead and pray for the youth and send down timbers, and we're going to go ahead and get ready to turn it back over to them. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Sister Temple. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you honor. Move the head of our life into Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, Pastor Smith, Sister Smith, and every member of ABM Ministries, in the name of you, God, we thank you. We lift up these truths up to you today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to heal and protect them in a mighty way, God, in on the school ground, God, in their homes, God, and everywhere that they go, in the name of you. God, we thank you, Lord. God, we know this is the generation that you are raising up that won't bow down, that won't compromise, in the name of you, God. This is the generation, God, that you raised up being godly young ladies and godly young men, God. In the name of you, God, we thank you, God. Continue to teach them the way, God. Continue to love them. In the mighty name of you, God, we just thank you for them, God. And we'll give you all the praise and all the glory, God. In the name of Jesus, say, God. So we'll say, God, use them mightily. Use them in a mightily way, God. And each and every one of them, God, I pray this day. Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to have Sister Shemaiah come with the scripture.
You could please open your Bible.
Galatians 5 and 22.
Chapter 2, verse 5.
Press 1, Shemaiah.
And if it pleases him, and if your servant has found favor in his sight, let him send me to the city in Judah, where
okay,
I
go ahead.
So that I may rebuild it.
Sorry, I haven't even got to the page yet.
Yo.
Good evening. This is Sister Smith. Our verse for today comes from Galatians 5 and 22. The fruits of the Spirit are love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for the reading of the word. Amen.
Amen.
May God listen to the reading of his most holy words coming out of Galatians. Amen. And talking about the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. First fruit is love, because God is love. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
He made all of us out of his love. Amen. Amen. Joy.
Amen.
Amen. He gave us the joy, backing up that love. Amen. And how about the peace of God that surpasses all understanding? Amen. And we are God's peacemakers, no matter what age. Amen. From the lowest degree to the highest degree, we are to follow peace with all men. Amen.
Yeah.
And how about forbearance? Amen. In other words, can I put up with you? Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
We should be able to put up with one another as saints of God. Hallelujah. And we should be able to do it, praise God, in a loving, joyful, peaceful manner. Amen.
Yeah.
And what about kindness? Kindness, yes. Being kind and goodness.
Yes.
Praise God. And then after we've done all of that, what about faithfulness? Being faithful to ourselves.
Amen.
Being faithful to God. Being faithful to our friends. Being faithful to everybody that we meet. Praise God. No matter what their age. No matter how young. No matter how old. Just be faithful to God. Amen. In the things that we do. Hallelujah. So we thank God. Amen. Amen. For those words of the fruit of the Spirit that come forth. And are you me to learn them, ingrain them, and embed them upon their hearts? Oh, glory be to God. The things that they're going through in this generation or today in the schools and everywhere, praise God. We need to teach them these things so they can go and exhibit them in turn to some back. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for the reading of that word. Amen. That is a powerful word speaking on the truth of our God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, bless you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. And you use our word, praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
When you read the scripture, when you read the scripture out there, praise God, what do you derive, what do you understand from these scriptures, these different fruits, praise God? We as adults, we can always explain them in the revelation that we get in them, but how do you see them? Oh, bless his holy name. How do you see them? Praise God. 3446. 3446. Three, four, four, six. You have a response? You're on the air. Okay, Sister Shamai, are you still there?
Yes.
Shamai? Okay, I asked the other caller how they see or perceive the fruits of the Spirit and how you see them as a young teenager and young adult. Can you explain them?
The fruit of the
As the new year came, I'm really trying to find myself and things I'm interested in. And I think that means to me, like, trying to be better than what you, like, it doesn't matter, like, what you did in your past or anything. This is what the fruit of spirit means to me. It doesn't mean what you did back in your past, what you, it doesn't basically matter. It's like, it's about how you change yourself and how you do better in your own way and stand out.
Can you, you're talking like Christ? You mean like Christ?
Yes.
Amen. 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 Is there another youth out there who would like to respond at this time? Okay, praise God. Are the twins on the line? Amen. Twins. Okay, the same question that I asked Shemaiah concerning the scripture. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Galatians 6, 5 and 22. Same question applies. How do you see the fruits of the Spirit? Explain.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, you're on the air. Go ahead, caller, you're on the air.
God bless you all. I think we have a lot of technical difficulties with the families and friends. I know the youth is already ready to get in here, and they are burning. Let me tell you something. We just give God the glory. We give God the praise. In spite of what it may be and in spite of what it looks like, can we just take a few minutes and just give God the praise? Because at the end of the day, you know, it's all about Jesus. It's all about God. Amen. I just thank God for what he's doing. I thank God for what he's done.
I think they have a lot of having a little technical difficulty. And nevertheless, I know there's some of you out there ready to get turned up for the Lord, and I thank God for each and every one of you that is really getting turned up for the Lord. We know that in these days and times, many youth, it's not easy. It's not easy to communicate. It's not easy to, as you're coming into your own, you're coming into yourself. We understand that it's peer pressure. Sometimes you cannot have a voice, but I thank God that we are trying to get you to have a place to have a voice. I'm telling you right now, it ain't corny at all to work for the Lord and just be in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you right now, you can take a stand. I know we just having a little technical difficulties, but if the inner parents out there just want to rock a little bit, you just thank God for your children, your siblings. You thank God for what he is doing within your family, within your home, within your seed. Because at the end of the day, I was there ways of the child in the way that should go. Amen, amen, amen. Just want to know if they got them all in. has is Onion, the twins, y'all in? Amen. Amen. If everybody in, let's go ahead and do a rolling check. Any youth, all the youth on the line, go ahead and let's do a rolling check. My God, let's go ahead and just check on in, because we want you to be able to say something. We don't want you to be able to leave, you know, without nothing, you with things on your heart that you like to say. Amen. So let's go ahead and do a roll call. Roll call. Who all on the line? Let's go ahead and just send a shout out one time. Amen. Amen. And if you press me on the line, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen. Go ahead and press 1 on your phone. Amen.
Press 1.
Yes, press 1. And some of your youth, you might got your phone on mute. You need to take your phone off mute, check your phone line, and see if your phone, see if you're on mute, because you might got it on mute. Amen. So I want you all to take all your phones off of mute. Amen. If you haven't pressed 1, you go ahead and press 1. Most of you already have, and I'm pretty sure that you are ready to get on, but some of you just having a little technical difficulties on your end. Amen. Amen. There you go. You're all coming in right now. Amen. Let's go ahead and do a roll call. Amen. All you youth who are pressed 1, your phone line is on. I want you to remember, your phone line is on. If we cannot hear you, because you probably got your phone on mute. So make sure and check your phone is not on mute. Then we want you to come in, because I know there's some kids all over the world right now, over there in United Kingdom, Australia, Europe. They want to listen and hear the message that you have for them. I know that it's something that you could say to help your generation. Your generation right now. So let's go roll call. Who all we got on? All of you. Somebody go ahead and speak up. Check in one time.
Jenaya.
All right, Jenaya. We hear you, Jenaya. Jenaya is in the house. God bless you, Jenaya. We want you to speak up too, Jenaya. We say you're kind of a little low, so just make sure next time you come back in, speak up. Who else? We got Jenaya. Who else on the line?
Tatiana.
Tatiana. Amen. God bless you. One time for Tatiana. Amen. I got my daughter beside me right now. They're looking at me like I'm kind of corny. At the end of the day, listen, y'all ain't the only one that can get lit up in here. Amen. Who else we got on the line?
Shamaya.
Shamaya. Amen. God bless you, Shamaya.
Jaylen.
Amen. Okay, we got one at a time. We hear a lot of voices coming in. We want to hear you at one at a time. The other ones, come on in.
Laureen?
Mm-hmm. Laureen, God bless you. What's up, Laureen? One time. Yeah, Laureen is in the house. Amen. What else we got on the line?
Anya.
What's up, Anya? If y'all haven't seen Anya and her twin sister do a praise dance, listen, I know there's a lot of you on the line right now. You want to just come on in, see how you can have fulfillment action. They are blessed and they are gifted. Listen, all of you just checked in. I know that Pastor Smith has some questions that he want to let you all know, and I know the questions that he has. Your answer, there's no wrong answer. Always remember that. There's no wrong answer. But your answer is going to be able to bless somebody. And I love that. I love the answer that Shamaya gave about the fruit of the Spirit. That was a blessing, Shamaya. Good answer. Good answer. So we're going to bring our own Pastor Smith back in. He's going to come in and give us some questions and give us an answer. We got everybody checked in. My God, I thank God for you as well. Pastor Smith, how you doing?
Yes, sir. Amen. Praise God.
There you go. Y'all get ready. Y'all get ready. Pastor Smith is going to give you some questions. And remember this. Y'all going to touch somebody hard all over the world. If somebody want to listen to your answer, and your answer is going to bless somebody. So always remember, there's no wrong answer. It's just an answer that is not an answer. It's the wrong answer. Amen. Amen. That's it, Pastor Smith. I feel fucked up right now.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We thank you, Apostle, for coming in. Praise God. Amen. And lining things up. Amen. Praise God. And I did have a question for the youth. And Sister Shamaya did give me an answer. Amen. Praise God. But I'd like for some of the other youth, we are reading from Galatians 5:22. And I want to get your response, youth,
your response on the fruit of the Spirit, praise God. Amen. Okay. Anya. Anya.
Yes.
Can I get a response pertaining to the question, Galatians 5:22, fruits of the Spirit, on how you feel about the fruits of the Spirit?
Can I feel about what?
The fruits of the Spirit, Galatians 5:22. Is the scripture that we are coming out of you. So open up to scripture, Galatians 5:22. We're talking about the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And we want to get your take on the fruit of the Spirit.
One moment, I just gotta stop again. What's the thing even?
Okay, what is your take? How do you feel about the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5 and 22? You got love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness.
I think to myself, I feel like they're just like really, they're morals that people, everyone should know for themselves and how they should take on their life and how they should go on about their day and how they treat others and how they treat themselves and how they go about life and all that. I guess they're kind of like guidelines of how you can do.
Amen. So in other words, all those fruits is telling us what about God and how He wants us to do what?
To follow by His guidelines.
Amen. And to live our lives.
And not just go by hatred and all the other things like. And wrath, and so it's just like saying not being angry with people and treat people with respect and love.
Amen. So we should, all these things that God is telling us about in Galatians 5 and 22, they're all good things, right? They're all good things that God wants us to exhibit as we live our lives daily. And so He wants us to shun away from those, the things that are opposite from all of those things, which are bad. Amen?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
And the more that we go through the process of weeding those bad things out of our life, then the more the good, the love, peace, joy, kindness, happiness, the more that can be exhibited in our life and give us a more positive attitude within ourselves, with others, and in serving God. Does that sound about right?
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Lorraine. Lorraine.
Yes.
Okay, Lorraine, it's your turn. And all you other youth out there, open up to Galatians 5:22 and look at those fruits, okay?
Ladies and gentlemen,
If you got your Bible, open it up and look at those fruit. And I know that, you know, that God has something on your heart, because each and every one of you are exhibiting those different fruits at different times. Amen? So you know in your heart how you feel about love, kindness, and you should be able to expound on that. Okay, Miss Lorraine. You got it now? Yeah, just basically how you feel about the fruits. Your own take, how you feel about the fruit of the Spirit.
Well, I feel that it says that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, godliness, and faithful. So I feel like you're saying to follow these laws, to go by being faithful and living, and being joyful and peaceful on the earth.
Okay. Okay. Another question for our youth. How do you feel when you're at school? Do you get a lot of love? Or you feel that you don't get as much love as you should be getting at school with your friends and classmates?
Well, I'm at school, I feel like I'm getting off a lot of love. And I feel like for my friends and like the group of people that I hang out with, and I feel like I get love from them and peace and kindness.
Okay. Someone else. Do you feel like you get a lot of love at school or less love at school among your classmates and your friends?
I feel like I get a lot of love.
Okay, I didn't get the name of the person that was talking just a second ago. It said they feel like they get a lot of love.
Tatiana?
Who?
Tatiana?
Tatiana? Okay. Go ahead, Tatiana.
Yes,
the question was, do you feel like you get a lot of love at school amongst your classmates and your friends or less?
I get a lot of love. I feel like I get a lot of love.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So in other words, you have a lot of friendly friends at school and classmates.
Yes.
Amen. 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 And when you exhibit that love back to them, amen, how do they feel about you?
How do it feel about me? It feels good to me, because like when people get like bullied and things like that, I can help them.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them
amen.
Everything will be okay.
Amen. Amen. So we can always do it better. How? Together? Amen. Amen.
Okay, next question for our youth. When you go to church and the pastor is teaching and preaching. Amen. Teaching and preaching. How much love is he teaching and preaching to you? Do you feel like it's a lot? Just enough? Or you need a little more? Somebody, come forward.
When I am at church and pastor's teaching and pressing and doing all the things he does, I feel like I get a lot of love because it kind of hits me in my stomach and I feel it. And just I don't know how to explain it, but I feel it.
Amen. Now let me ask you all this. Okay, you're getting a lot of love taught at church. Amen. Now, that love that you're being taught at church, do you go out and do you spread that love to others? Yes, no. Come on, you, talk to me.
Yes.
Amen. Now do you think that you should exhibit that love to others, or is this something that, well, somebody told me to do this, so I'm gonna go out there and do it?
I feel like I should do it by myself.
Amen. Because one thing about it, if you feel it in your heart that you can do it and you should do it by yourself, see, that's the love of God working on the inside of you, you know, and you're not putting on any facade, okay? And people can tell when a facade is put on and when you are genuine. Amen? Praise God. So in our love towards others, you know, Jesus told us to love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Amen. Amen. And that when they see our love being exhibited, they will come and ask the question, what is that you got? Why are you so happy? Why are you so bubbly? Can I have that? Amen. And then you can tell them, yeah, you can. You know, because God is love. He loves all of us. Amen. And that you can have this love and this joy and this peace and kindness and everything that I have, God can give it to you. Amen. Amen. And the reason that I'm saying this is because we look at the turmoil that's going on with our young people, you know, and a lot of them don't know what love is. So we that have love, who God has given us love, praise God, we ought to go out and share that love. Now, everybody ain't going to accept it, but it's just like the word. Some plant, some water, but to God be the increase. And the more you go out and share the love of God with others, the more God can use you in your growth and individual relationship with God. Amen. And always remember, no matter what, God loves you. Amen. And so do we. Amen. So encourage one another through joy. Encourage one another through peace. encourage one another through kindness. Encourage one another through long suffering. You know, sometimes we have to put up with just a little bit more with certain people trying to get there than others. Amen? But we got to have that long suffering. We got to have that forbearance. Amen. Praise God. And when they see these things working in your life, amen, they're going to want them sooner or later, somewhere along the line. Amen. They're going to see the love of Christ in you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Now, the clause we were talking about, Galatians, and the fruit of the Spirit, praise God. Amen. In this day and age, how can you use those fruits to encourage somebody else?
To tell them that they can do it at all times, and tell them that they are the best at something, and to keep encouraging them to do better.
Amen. That they can always do better, and God loves them, and that He can take away the pain. Amen. Amen. And because you're a youth in school and things like that, if you see somebody hurting and you talk to them, and maybe it might be something a little serious, you know, that you go and pray with them and encourage them to go and to seek some counseling or something, so that what's going on can be revealed. Because maybe they are afraid to say anything because of what's going on. You know, but God loves them. You know, and He don't want to see any of you all hurt. Praise God. So, always, always be able to share, amen, God's word with somebody else on today. Amen. 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 Praise God. I tell you, God is so good. Amen. Praise God. Well, a lot of you are getting ready. Amen. Praise God. Probably for college and different things like that. And you know, you need to have a good prayer life. You need to have a good grasp of the fruits of the Spirit, because you're going to meet different people in life. Praise God, that you'll be able to witness to. Amen. You'll be able to do that. Praise God. Amen. Amen. We're gonna turn this portion over to our pastor this time, Pastor Temple.
Amen. God bless all of you. You did a great job. Let me tell you something. There is no wrong answer. And I just thank God for we just hearing your perspective. And I know that your perspective is going to bless somebody, and it's going to help somebody. And don't think that the answers that you gave are too small or not great at all. At the end of the day, you know, be yourself. Always remember this. Be yourself. But don't let being yourself turn into disrespecting. Amen. Always have respect for yourself, and when you have respect for yourself, you'll have respect for others. Always love yourself, regardless of anybody or what they think about you. Long as you love yourself, you'll be able to love others. Amen? And always remember this. I know that the parents might get on your nerves. Y'all know how y'all do. You know, you got nerves, and mama, y'all just don't know. Daddy, y'all just don't know what I'm going through. We got all this going through and everything. But always remember that your parents already been where you're going. Great job on you. Great job, everybody. ADM family, ADM kids, we love you all. Y'all keep rocking in the Holy Ghost. Be yourself. yourself. At the end of the day, if anybody can accept that you are saved, sanctified, looking good, on fleek, you lit in the Holy Ghost, well, they can accept you for who you are. It's all good. God got somebody else going to link up with you. Amen. Amen. So if that be it, we want to give a shout out to our own Pastor Smith. Amen. Sister Smith. And Sister Smith can come on in. She can come on in and bless us with the last words to wrap it up. I want everybody to know all over the world, if you understand what Sister Smith, this is really the youth pastor that's really been a blessing and helping the kids and bringing them together. And I just want to introduce you all. I know we don't introduce you once before. It's an amazing job that she's doing with the kids. They're a little shy right now, but we know as they keep coming to the table and keep coming up on the air, they're going to be able to get them in the line. So Sister Smith is on. We're going to let the final words, and we're going to hear her as we get ready to wrap this up. Amen. Let's go ahead. Sister Smith, God bless you.
Amen. Amen, Pastor. Sister Smith has deferred. She is indisposed at the time. But anyway, she did talk to most of the youth, praise God.
Amen.
Before we came on the air, amen, praise God, on our conference line. And I tell you, she just loved them. And the things that, you know, she's preparing with the help of the ADM ministry is just so phenomenal, praise God. And the talent show and the other things that's moving forward, praise God. Amen, to raise funds for our Holy Land trip that a lot of our youth probably haven't even been out of the city of Atlanta, praise God, will get an opportunity to go and do that, praise God, over in Orlando, Florida, praise God. So Sister Smith, I tell you, she's hitting the hammer on the nail, amen, praise God, getting everything worked out, praise God, for the talent show and the raising of the funds to help in every area so that everybody at the ADM that wants to go and be blessed will have a good time. At this time,
amen.
Here's Sister Smith.
Good evening. Good
amen.
Evening. Good evening, you. Hello
good
to all the youth out there. How are you?
Good.
Good. You're all good. Great, great.
Awesome.
Great. I appreciate you all for coming on at 6 o'clock and then coming back at 7 o'clock. But just remember what I said. Respect will take you a long way. Okay? Remember what we talked about. Etiquette. Church etiquette. How we're not going to walk in the church. We're going to use the restrooms before church. Okay? We're going to start listening. We're going to put on our good listening ears. And that's to all the youth out there. All the youth. Respect will take you a long way. So youth, on tonight, we covered the fruit of the Spirit. So on this week, I want you to really work on displaying the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, where we can follow God's plans for our lives. And I want us to start thinking big, because our God is big. He is big. I want us to focus on being thankful. We can't tell God thank you enough. He has done so much for us. And I want you to remember, as we're being blessed, children, as God touches the hearts of others. So I want us to be mindful on today. Mindful. Okay? I want you to pray. Increase your prayer life. Start reading. Reading your word daily. Okay? And I love you. God loves you. And we're so thankful to have each and every one of you in our lives. And that goes for all the youth around the world. And I just thank you, and I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I just ask you just to continue to keep on doing what you're doing. Get on this prayer line, because there's something here for you. So on tonight, I just want to say good night. And I thank you all for all your hard work for kingdom building. So I'm going to turn this back over to Pastor Smith, and I want you to walk in the fruits of the Spirit this week. I want you to display them. Start practicing. Start getting into your word. Increasing your prayer life.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God. Amen. For Sister Smith coming in. Praise God. And bringing the youth together and gelling. Amen. Through the fruits of the Spirit. Amen. So we thank God for each and every one of you on tonight. Praise God. We thank God for the parents, amen, that allowed the youth to come and participate. We thank God for Apostle Temple and Lakeisha Spencer, amen, for making this possible. And we thank God for who he is, praise God, giving us the life, the health, the strength to be able to come and to meet us at our need for our youth on today. Now, Father, we just thank you right now as we stand down from this place, but never from your presence, Lord God, that you go before our youth on today and every day, Lord God. Send your hedge of protection before me. Encamp your angels all about them, O God, in the name of Jesus. No matter where they may be, travel or whatever, Lord God, you be there, Lord God, with your angels in your hedge of protection. Guide them. Teach them. Keep them, Lord God, through the unction of your Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. Then bless them, Lord God, in their schoolwork, Father God, that they will be, Lord God, what you would have them to be in the schools, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. God, that they'll do a work, Lord God, to exemplify and edify you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we thank you on today. Bless their homes. Bless their families. Keep them in the center of thy will, in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon formed against them prosper, no evil befall them, no plague or calamity come out of their dwelling place, but let all of their sufficiency be in you, because it's in you, Lord God, that they and we live, move, and have our being through Christ Jesus on today. And we say yes to a praying family, and we say God bless you. May heaven smile upon you, youth. Until the next time we meet, give God the praise.